Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Chico, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid. Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, A Medal for Marksmanship. In many of the frontier towns in the early days of our West, crime flourished. There were rustlers, gunslingers, and gamblers in abundance. There were also the so-called respectable men, whose greed had eaten away their honor until all that was left was the core of self-gain. One such man was Carl Monroe, who, with his partner, Chris Mitchell, owned the Fair Friday gold mine. As our story opens, Carl is sitting at the desk in his home with Wilder Cooper plotting the destruction of his gold mine and his partner.
All right, Wilder. I think that about finishes the sketch of the Fair Friday mine office and the mine shaft.
Is that red square the safe, Carl?
That's right. And these little green dots are where the dynamite is to be placed in the shaft.
Hmm.
I think the explanation I've written on the bottom of the drawing is clear.
It's clear, if this yokel you're hiring can read.
No need to worry about that. He's one of the cleverest gunslingers and safecrackers in the West.
Where'd you hear about him?
Oh, through a connection.
Hmm. What's his name?
Who knows? He's got as many aliases as a porcupine has quills. I contacted him under the name of Dobie Johnson, but he may use another name when you meet him.
Then how am I going to know who to give these drawings to if I can't be sure of his name?
Oh, that'll be fairly simple. Remember the silver marksmanship medal I used to carry?
Sure. It had eight sides, octagon shaped.
Well, this connection I spoke of gave it to Dobie. He used to be wearing it when you meet him.
Mm. Where am I supposed to meet him?
At the Box Supper Social being held at the school tonight.
You mean I see this Dobie wearing that gun medal and walk up and give him the plans of the mine?
No, no. You were to say nothing to him about any plans.
Then how'll he know I have them?
Because you're going to have the most unique box supper at the social. The plans will be hidden in a sandwich.
Yeah, but somebody else might bid for that box supper.
Not if you go up to Dobie and tell him to bid for it. You'll be acting like all the other young girls trying to get a beau.
You know, I gotta hand it to you, Carl.
Yeah?
This way, that partner of yours, Chris, will never suspect that you had a hand in blowing up the mine.
Well, I have to be careful. Dobie knows who I am, but I can't afford to have him come to me. Chris has been suspicious of me for some time.
Has he caught on that you've been digging out the gold from that second shaft you made?
The ore is almost gone from that shaft, and before Chris does discover it, I want the safe robbed and the whole mine blown to bits.
And you're having this Dobie Johnson, or whatever his name is, do it so that Chris will blame it on an outsider, huh?
You catch on fast, Wilder. By the way, you get paid for this job after you've kept your date with Dobie.
And Dobie gets paid after he's done the dynamiting.
I take care of my debts, Wilder. If the job's well done, it's in cash. If there's a double cross, it's in bullets.
Pancho, hope we get some rest when we get to Orville, Cisco.
I think we will, Pancho. Why, are you tired?
Yeah. After the troubles we got putting that hombre in the jail back in Greystone, Pancho got a right to be tired.
That coyote gave us a hard fight.
Cisco ever find out the real name of the maverick?
No, Pancho. He's gone under many names.
Many? How many, Cisco? How many?
Oh, I do not know all of them.
Not all, huh?
He has used the names Cargo Blake, Bill
Brandon,
Dobie Parker. Perhaps his name really is Dobie Johnson.
He tell the sheriff in Greystone his name Dobie Johnson. Pancho hope that sheriff keep him in the jail. He a bad hombre. Oh, Pancho almost forgot something.
What are you looking for, Pancho?
Pancho got it. Look, Cisco. And Pancho pinned this on his shirt.
Oh, it's a medal, Pancho.
He's a medal.
A marksmanship medal.
Mm-hmm.
For fast draw and accurate aim. Where did you get a marksmanship medal, Pancho?
After Cisco and that Dobie have defied Pancho, find it.
Oh, it may have belonged to Dobie. You should have turned it over to the sheriff.
Pancho means it, but Pancho forgot he have it. Funny shape, no, Cisco?
See, Chico, it's eight-sided.
Hmm?
That shape is called an octagon.
Octagon? Octagon? Cisco fool Pancho. Cisco tell Pancho that the things were leaving the ocean.
You are thinking of octopus, Chico.
Octopus?
The medal is an octagon.
Me shave Hadley and Orville thing. Pancho a dead shot if Pancho wear the medal.
Well, let us hope Sheriff Hadley has nothing for us to do, and that you do not have to prove it.
And Pancho not have to prove it. Sheriff Hadley writing a letter for Cisco and Pancho to come to the box club of sociable tonight, no?
See, Chico. The only trouble you will have tonight at the sociable is a stomach ache from eating too much.
Sure, I'm glad you and Pancho could come to the sociable, Cisco. Always lots of good eats at these box suppers.
Have you picked out the senorita you want to eat with yet, Pancho?
Cisco not know nothing about box suppers. Do not pick out the senorita, Cisco. You pick out the supper box. And the senorita will bring the plainest supper box, bring the best food. And she's so busy cooking, and she not got time to make it with her.
Hey, Pancho.
Huh?
That girl over there has been eyeing you for the last 5 minutes.
Me?
Hey, yeah. Pancho, and she is coming this way.
Oh, that's a pretty senorita. She not coming to find her. She's looking for somebody else.
I've been noticing that medal you're wearing.
See, senorita, you like this medal? It's an octagon.
It's for marksmanship, isn't it?
It's a marksmanship. It's a marksmanship.
I'd like to have you bid on the supper I prepared.
But, senorita, please.
It's that plain supper box.
The plain supper box.
I didn't have time to make it fancy like the others.
The plain supper box. Well, that's different. Pancho be glad to bid, senorita.
You call yourself Pancho?
Uh-huh.
My name's Wilder.
Buenos Aires, Wilder.
Don't forget now.
Uh-huh.
The plain one.
The plain one.
I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for inside.
Who is it?
You, Carl Monroe.
Yes, who are you?
Toby Johnson. Let me in.
You were told not to contact me. What are you doing here?
I couldn't make it to the box supper. Got into some trouble today.
What kind of trouble?
I got thrown in the jail back in Greystone.
How'd you get out?
Kill the sheriff.
Oh, you're local. Why did you come here?
I need the money you're going to pay me.
Very well. When Wilder comes back with the sketches of the mine, you can have them.
And we'll go through the deal for $5,000?
That was the original agreement.
All right.
The hombre that's on your trail must be pretty tough for a man like you to be scared, Dobie. Who is he?
The Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid? I don't blame you for wanting to get out of this territory. That must be Wilder now.
Yes, in case there ain't, I'll hide behind his door.
Hmm. He'll be surprised to find you here. That you, Wilder?
Yes, Carl. I came to collect.
You what?
I came to get my money for delivering the plans.
Who'd you give those plans to?
I gave them to the gent who was wearing that marksmanship medal of yours. Only tonight he wasn't calling himself Dobie Johnson. Said his name was Pancho.
Pancho?
Who's this, Carl?
Dobie Johnson.
Then who was Pancho?
Pancho's the partner of the Cisco Kid.
How'd you get that medal, Dobie?
I don't know. When Cisco took me, we had a fight. I must have dropped...
You blundering idiot. Did Pancho keep the plans?
Yeah. He sneaked them out of the sandwich and put them in his pocket.
Did you say anything to Pancho about them?
Well, not a thing. You told me not to.
Then it might not be too late.
They might be staying with the sheriff. They came to supper with him.
Well, we can check. And if they are, I can gun them down through a window.
That still wouldn't get rid of those plans. And if the sheriff found them, he might recognize the drawing of the mine.
Well, we could set fire to the place.
That's not sure enough. They might be able to put the fire out.
Well, if fire's not sure, what is?
Dynamite. The plans, the sheriff, the Cisco Kid, and Pancho will end up in a million pieces.
You look sad, Chico.
Yeah.
What is the matter?
Well, Pancho is hungry.
You're hungry?
Uh-huh.
You're just coming from a box supper and you're hungry.
But, Pancho, you told Sheriff Hadley and me to pick a plain supper box because it had the best food.
Yeah, but Pancho tells you wrong. And Pancho wish now he'd pick a pretty supper box. That St. Edith Wilder not know how to cook at all.
Well, look to me like she picked some nice sandwiches.
Pancho not to eat the sandwich.
It must have been tasteless if you could not eat it, Pancho. What was it filled with?
Paper.
Paper?
And Pancho, look at it. It looked like a mop.
A mop?
Uh-huh.
Well, that is very strange. Do you still have the paper, Pancho?
See, Pancho sneaked it from the sandwich when the St. Edith not look. And Pancho think it's here in his pocket. Here, go look here. Here's the paper, Cisco.
Here's my house now, Cisco. Let's go inside and take a look at it.
See, Señor Sheriff. Hold up.
Tell me, Sheriff Tom, do you know the Señorita Wilder that Pancho ate with?
Nope, Cisco. Can't recollect her to do.
Pancho with Pancho not know
either. Go on in. I'll turn up the lantern. There. Now we can see, Cisco. Let's have a look at that map. See, it is a map. Do you recognize this place, Sheriff?
Not without studying it, I might. That writing down at the bottom of the page, Cisco.
It says here, red box is the safe. The green dots are where the dynamite is to be placed.
Somebody blow something up, Cisco?
Seems these are plans for a robbery of some kind, Pancho.
Yeah, can't quite figure it out. This drawing looks familiar, though.
Pancho, think he hears something, Cisco.
Probably the horses. I'll put them in the barn for the night.
Pancho, do that for you, Señor Sheriff.
Oh, thanks, Pancho.
After you bed down the horses for the night, look around outside, Pancho. That Señorita Wilder may try to reclaim this map, and I'm sure she will not do it alone.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho, look.
We got to figure out what's going to be dynamited, Cisco. Maybe we can stop it before it's too late.
Look, Carl, through that window. There's the sheriff and Cisco, and they're reading something.
The plans. Ready with that dynamite, Dobie?
I got it in my hand, Carl.
I'll strike a match. When the fuse is lit, heave the stick right through that window.
When I throw it, start running. That blast could be the end of us, too.
Hurry. There's someone coming.
Yeah, here's the light. Yeah, the fuse is lit. Now throw.
Yeah, I'll throw it right through the window.
Cisco! Sheriff! Dynamite! You won't be killed!
And even if Cisco hears Pancho's warning, it is not likely he and the sheriff can escape in time. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, A Medal for Marksmanship. In an effort to rid himself of the partner he had been cheating, Carl Monroe employed Wilder Cooper and the killer, Dobie Johnson. The plans to murder Carl's partner, Chris Mitchell, inadvertently fell into the hands of Cisco and Pancho, who are the guests of Sheriff Tom Hadley. When Carl learned that the plans had gone astray, he, Wilder, and Dobie set out to dynamite the sheriff's house and killed the sheriff, Cisco, and Pancho. However, Pancho was outside the house and shouted a warning to Cisco just at the moment the dynamite was thrown. Now...
Gee, how's that, Cisco? It's dynamite!
Pancho was right. Let me try that.
Look out! It'll explode!
Not in here!
Quick, Cisco! Throw it!
Throw it on the door as far as I can! Santos, that was close.
Oh, sure gave it a mighty heave, Cisco. Lucky it landed in the middle of that empty ground. Didn't hurt a thing.
Cisco, say your sheriff. You all right?
Si, amigo. Gracias to you. That was quick thinking on your part, Pancho. You saved our lives.
Yeah.
Did you see who threw it?
Si. He's that bandito with all the names. The one you say called himself Dobie.
Dobie Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Wonder how he got out of the jail at Greystone.
Jail at Greystone?
Si. We put Dobie in jail there before we came to visit you. He must have escaped.
Yeah, well, the only way he could have escaped from Sheriff Howard is Stab killed him.
Well, we'll find out about that also. Was there anyone else with Dobie, Pancho?
Si, two other hombres. Only one of them, the Sandy the Wilder, what Pancho is with.
Yeah, and the other one?
Pancho, that can see his face.
I have an idea. Pancho, let me see that medal you picked up when Dobie and I had the fight.
Si, Cisco, and Pancho unfinished. Here, the medal.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that? That girl Wilder was interested in that medal, and Dobie had it originally.
What Cisco think he find on the medal?
Perhaps a clue as to who was the other hombre that you saw, Pancho?
Yeah. There's a couple of initials on the back of the medal, Cisco.
What initials? What initials? What?
They are C.M.
C.M.?
You know anyone with those initials, Sheriff Tom?
Well, offhand, I don't recollect. Wait a minute. That's Charlie Morgan. Chris Mitchell. No, yeah. His partner, Carl Monroe.
We'll check on each of them.
Let's take a look at that map again that Pancho found.
What did the sheriff think he'd find there?
I thought this layout was familiar. It's a Fair Friday mine office and the main shaft of the mine.
Who owns the Fair Friday mine, Sheriff?
Well, by thunder. Both partners that own it have the initial CM, Carl Monroe and Chris Mitchell.
But which one of them helped throw the dynamite, huh?
I have an idea that it was the same one that drew this map. Sheriff, let us ride out to the Fair Friday mine. If we get there in time, we can prevent a murder.
How much farther to the Fair Friday mine, Carl?
Oh, just up the road a piece, Dobie.
Are you sure that partner of yours, Chris Mitchell, is at the mine?
Chris is there all right, Wilder. We're making a gold shipment tomorrow. He's sleeping there tonight to guard it.
Just how do you figure on blaming him for dynamiting the sheriff and Cisco?
Oh, I'm sure Sheriff Hadley has recognized the sketch I made of the mine.
Then Cisco, Pancho, and the sheriff will be out for the mine after.
Correct. Only they won't be looking for Carl Monroe. They'll be out to get Chris Mitchell.
And what makes you think that?
The initials on the back of the marksmanship medal.
The one you sent to me?
Yeah, the one Pancho must have picked up when you and Cisco were fighting.
Well, what about it?
Well, the initials on the back of that medal are CM. They could stand for Chris Mitchell.
Oh, even if you can blame it all on Chris Mitchell, it still don't put Dobie and me in the clear.
And Chris Mitchell ain't gonna say the medal's his when it ain't.
Chris Mitchell won't say anything. He'll be dead.
What? You're gonna kill him?
I am.
How come you didn't do it before? Why'd you need me?
The circumstances have been altered by the fact that your identities are known.
Your partner's death won't convince Cisco.
And with your help, it will. And in payment for that help, we'll split that gold shipment three ways.
That's the kind of talk I like to hear. What do you want me to do?
Dobie, how about you?
Money's my middle name. What's the setup?
Well, when Cisco, Pancho, and the sheriff show up at the mine office, I'll have a gun on you, too. I'll tell the sheriff I've been holding you for him.
You'll do what?
I'm going to tell the sheriff that Chris rode up with you and tried to kill me, but I had to gun him down.
All right, that clears you of the law. What about us?
Well, as long as I'm not under suspicion, I'll still have my gun. And while those three are busy with you, I'll get the drop on them.
That's quite a plan, if it works.
It'll work. We'll dispose of the sheriff, Pancho, and the Cisco kid in the same manner we dispose of Chris Mitchell.
There's the Fair Friday mine office right up ahead, Cisco.
I just see a light in that office, say you, Sheriff. The door open.
It may be that the man we are after is expecting us.
Oh, yeah. Look,
looks like you're right, Cisco. Could easily be a trap.
We fooled us, Coyote. We not walk into the trap.
No, I do not think it is a trap. If it were, they would have hidden their horses and put the light out. They would have tried to drag us just.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Who now? Who?
Oh, there. Who? Who's out there?
Whose voice is that, Sheriff Tom?
Right, Carl Monroe. That's one of the hombres what might own the medal, no?
It's Sheriff Hadley, Monroe. We're coming in.
Lucky for me it is you, Sheriff. I got a couple of prisoners in here for you.
Santos, where's that dead hombre on the floor?
My goodness. He shot through the head.
It's Chris Mitchell. You do that, Carl?
Yes, I did, Sheriff. But before you jump to any conclusions, Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Chris Mitchell rode up here like a wild man with this other gent and the girl. Talked about a dynamiting and threatened to kill me. I was lucky. I beat him to the draw.
He tell the truth, Cisco. Bouncy Dobie Johnson in the scene in the wilderness outside the sheriff's house.
You, Dobie Johnson. How did you get away from Sheriff Howard back at Greystone?
I got wings, Cisco. I flew through the bars.
I guess there's no use holding out. I was paid to get those plans for dynamite in the mine into Dobie's hands.
But you made sure that Pancho got them instead.
That was a mistake. He was wearing the shooting medal that was supposed to identify Dobie.
Pancho picked up that medal after you and I had that fight in Greystone, Dobie. Where did you get it?
Where do you think? From Chris Mitchell.
That settles it. Guess I'd better get Dobie's gun, take these two back to jail.
Pancho, get that gun for you, Senor Sheriff.
A momento, Pancho.
Huh?
Before you do anything, Senor Sheriff, Dobie and the Senorita are not the only two you want. Yeah? What do you mean, Cisco? That Senor Card is lying.
That's a foolish thing to say, Cisco, about a man who's holding a gun on you. You'd better be able to prove it.
I can, Obi. You said you beat Chris Mitchell to the draw.
That's right, he did.
We witnessed it.
You are all lying. Chris Mitchell was supposed to have won that medal for a fast draw and accurate marksmanship. Yet you were able to beat him. I say that the initial CM on the back of that medal do not stand for Chris Mitchell. They stand for Carl Monroe.
By George, you're right, Cisco.
Hey, Cisco's smarter than George, you bad hombre, Joe.
You are smart, Cisco. Smarter than I give you credit for. But what good's it going to do you when the muzzle of my six-shooter's pointed at the middle of your forehead, while yours is still in your holster?
You outsmarted yourself this time, Cisco.
Sheriff, Pancho, get out of the way. Keep your eyes on that Dobie hombre and the senorita.
What'd you do, Cisco? What'd you do?
Huh? Monroe, since the medal is yours, there is no doubt you are fast with the six-gun. But when the hands of that clock point to four, I am going to draw on you anyway. You are going to jail, dead or alive.
Look out, Cisco! Hey, sound of that! Monroe, hombre, shoot out the light!
I'm getting out of here!
Me too, Dobie, get going!
After him! Don't let him get away!
Help the sheriff, Pancho! I have Monroe cornered!
Find to help the sheriff, Cisco! Stop you, bandido! Stop you, bandido! Stop!
You think you're gonna keep me here, Cisco?
See, Monroe, that is what I'm going to do.
Ooh, my arm!
Ah, that bullet found you, Cisco. Maybe I should have told you. I caught the reflection of the moon on your gun barrel. How does that arm feel?
It's only a flesh wound, you coyote. I still have the other hand, and I can use this gun.
Not very well, Cisco. How can you shoot me when you can't see me?
You missed, hombre. You have only three bullets left in that gun.
And each one's got your name on it, Cisco.
Only two left, Monroe. That was a book I tossed in the corner. You will not add another murder to your score tonight.
Blast you, Cisco. I'll kill you.
Another, Miss Pondito. Is this how you won that medal for marksmanship? And that was your last shot, you coyote. Now I'm coming after you.
I'll break this gun barrel of your head, Cisco.
Not while I can still land a left.
Oh.
And another. Your jaw. Now get it. What have you to say? No more, Cisco. No more. 4 o'clock. I told you, hombre, you would be going to jail. I have kept my word. Si, Pancho.
Pancho and Sheriff Hardy have the hard time rounding up that bandito Dobie and the Senorita Wilder.
I know you did, Pancho. The sheriff told me about the chase. He said you finally had to trip that Dobie hombre with your bullwhip.
Si, Pancho, trip him with your bullwhip.
Well, Monroe, Dobie, and that Wilder Senorita will all remain behind bars for a long, long time.
That Senorita Wilder got awful mad at Pancho.
Si. I noticed she did it at the trial when you testified.
That's the time when Pancho testified.
Testified, Pancho.
That's what Pancho say, testified. But that Senorita Wilder not get as mad as Big Maria one time.
Big Maria was mad at you, Pancho?
Oh, mad at me. She very mad at Pancho.
Well, why was she mad at you, Chico?
That time Big Maria cooked the supper for Pancho.
See. And what happened?
When Big Maria put the salad on the table, Big Maria say, "Look, Pancho! A butt is falling in the salad."
What made Big Maria so mad after she said a button had fallen in the salad?
Because Pancho say, Pancho think that button fall off while the salad dressing.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Chico!
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lett.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.